Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lump reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Herzog moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is hit by the pitch. Yost moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey strikes out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herzog for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling is walked intentionally. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornberry. Larry scores. Bowling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Lump reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Lump scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Red Wilson. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly spins and fires to second, with Hamlin covering, and Kaline is picked off. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Frank Larry. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Berberet now catching. Clem Labine now pitching. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hamlin scores. Daly moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.